Why is it so hard for people to just disconnect and do what they need to do to recharge the batteries so that when they come back, they're ready to go again, Tim?
Well, Francis, I think part of that question is it's hard for many of us to disconnect simply when we go home at night as well, and that's in part because our work is for many of us, our work is so connected to our personal lives connected to our work. When we leave, we've got a BlackBerry, we've got an iPhone, we're always in touch with, and there's less of a distinction between the hours at work and the play. So I think that's actually part of the normal everyday work habits for a lot of people, and clearly then that extends on vacation time as well.
One of the theories that I heard about this recently that kind of supported the idea of it's okay to not be completely disconnected is that there are a lot of folks that really like what they do. And they like to be involved in the game, with air quotes. And they like to the feeling of connection. But I think we forget sometimes that, as I mentioned when you first came on, vacation is supposed to be a time where you get away from all of that and you can concentrate on at least something else to be able to come back refocused, I guess, is the main word that comes to mind.
Yeah, kind of refocused and refreshed. And I think, for each person, that's going to look a little bit different. But clearly, we all need some form of just refreshment as well. Step away, be able to take that big, deep breath. For some of us, that may mean actually when we go on vacation, and I'm actually speaking to myself, even when I go on vacation, I typically do look at the email, once a day. I try not to do it more than once a day. But for me, it's actually a little bit therapeutic and helpful to look at it once a day and triage it a bit, not necessarily that I'm spending hours or even a lot of minutes on responding to things, but at least highlighting, okay, these are things that I have to focus on immediately when I get back, so that the crush of a ton of emails don't hit me the day that I'm back. But again, we've got to find that balance between really being able to refresh so we come back focused, and also just being able to step away as well.
I have a friend of mine that works in a federal agency. We were talking about this issue last week. And he said, you know what, I tried an experiment last year when I went on vacation. I was gone for a week, and I told everybody I'm not going to answer any emails while I'm gone. I'm not touching anything. And he used one of the automatic responders that if you emailed him, you would get a note back. I'm unavailable. I'm not responding to emails. Here's who can help me. He said, and this is somebody pretty high up. This is somebody pretty important. And he said there wasn't one single thing that came through his email that couldn't have waited till he got back.
And I think for most of us, that's probably the case as well. And frankly, what your friend did was giving an out-of-office message that he wasn't available, and here's actually who to turn to. He didn't simply leave others high and dry as well, and I think that's actually part of what we need to think about. So, as much as we scramble on the back end to kind of get caught up with email when we get back in, if like most things in life, if we plan ahead a little bit, take some time, both before you leave, take some time to figure out what do I need to do in order to be prepared to walk away from this, so that I can in fact relax, refresh, and refocus. And then similarly on the reentry point, very seldom do many of us put time on our calendars where it's kind of I get to use air quotes this time, desk time or work time, where I'm actually at my desk. Not necessarily in meetings, but I actually have to catch up on some things. Make sure that you're focusing on that piece of it as well, not just the – oftentimes we focus on, okay, who do I direct the email to once I'm gone? Then when I get back, we're equally stressed because now we've got the, 300 emails that are in our inbox that we have to clear out of there.
Tim McManus is the Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. That's actually where I was going to go next, is we talk about the vacation part of it, and we focused on that on this program before, but that, I guess, recovery, reintegration time is one way to look at it, and I think you're right. Setting aside a specific time, that Monday or whatever the first day back is, to block out some catch-up time so that you don't come back continually swamped again at trying to fit in all the things that you missed around your regular full-time schedule.
Yeah, and again, I think that's something, Francis, many of us don't do. And again, then we come back from vacation, you know, on a Friday or over the weekend, and immediately then we start worrying about everything that we've got to do that following Monday morning. And by setting aside some time in advance, knowing that you're going to be back on that Monday, set aside some time so that you can, quote unquote, catch up, is actually, again, going to be really beneficial for you, not only on the reentry, but in those last few days of your vacation as well, where you're not worrying about, oh, I've got so much stuff that's actually going to be hitting me in the face tomorrow morning.
I thought of it as I was talking about it with this friend of mine that I mentioned earlier. I thought of it like a spacecraft coming back to Earth. You go through the reentry process, and if you don't burn up and you splash down, you usually come through just fine.
Yeah, and again, so many of us, the way that if we don't prepare for it in advance, what we do is we spend the first few days of our vacation worrying about everything that's actually not getting done because we're not in the office. And then by the time we hit that point of relaxation, we start worrying about the reentry and everything that's going to go wrong once we get back to the office again. So again, if you look at a week, typically there's about two, maybe three, if you're lucky, days in there where you've actually escaped. It's really, really healthy for all of us to step away and say, you know what, this is actually time for me. This is time for me and my family. This is time for me and my hobbies. It's me and whatever actually interests you. And, you know, for those of us that work is going to come into play at some point in our minds, try to control that and push it off and manage it as well. Tom Fox, one of my colleagues and I were talking about this, and we both hail from the Midwest, so we frequently have long road trips with our family, and we find some of that long road trip time is great thinking time about some things related to the office. But we try to contain it to that, and if it comes into play at other points, what we try to do is take a quick note of it. We might even send ourselves an email to say, here's an idea I had while I was away. But again, don't let that dominate things. If you need to have some work-related things come into play while you're on vacation, read a good book that actually relates somehow or another to your book, to your work life. Go out and catch a good movie that actually you can glean something from that is both relaxing and refreshing for you, but also has some ties or some theme to something you may be doing at work.
I actually have my reading list all lined up for my vacation next week already, and I told my colleague Beth Reardon that I had everything lined up, and she said, I'm not surprised in the least. I'm not sure what to make of that, Tim.
So what's at the top of your list?
I'm going to read a book by a guy named Robert Mary about ranking the presidents. And I can't remember the name of it, I'm ashamed to say. But that's the first thing that I'm going to tackle when I get on vacation this week.
Excellent. And again, I you know, take a good book with you. Whatever it is that makes you relax and unwind, you know, make sure you spend some time focusing on that. And clearly, once you get into, you know, the first part of your book, Federal News Radio is probably not going to be top of mind for you.
I can guarantee that.
And that's a good lesson for everybody else who's listening as well, is again, step away. It really is healthy. It really helps you come back much more focused and much more energized as well, given that you've had really a clean break from work for a bit.
Here it is. I found it on the internet. It's called Where They Stand, The American Presidents in the Eyes of Voters and Historians, and I'm looking forward to it, and Beth's rolling her eyes. And I'm sure if I could hear her speaking, she would be saying, what a geek you are. Not you, Tim. She's talking to me.
Thank you.
It's great to talk to you, and I'll look forward to connecting with you when I get back, Tim. Thanks very much.
Thank you.